Something relatively new that's gotten a great deal of attention and embraced by Michigan travelers and tourists is the Dark Sky Park. And there's the first official one in the Upper Peninsula. And it's not easy to become one. We're going to get all the details right now from Brad Barnett, Keweenaw Peninsula's Visitors Bureau Executive Director. Brad, hi, it's Paul W.
Hey, Paul, thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Tell all of us about the International Dark Sky Association and these people that work to protect the night from light pollution and by presenting parks like the Keweenaw Dark Sky Park.
Yeah, well, Paul, it may be a foreign concept to some folks, but you know, if you spent most of your life in a urban area in the city and you haven't had a chance to go outside in a remote setting like the Keweenaw Peninsula, you may not have experienced a truly dark sky, and that's just looking up into the heavens and seeing the stars truly shine on a clear night is something that, frankly, has moved people to tears. And so the International Dark Sky Association is an international body. It works with communities to preserve the dark skies for all of us to enjoy and future generations to enjoy. And our friends at the Keweenaw Mountain Lodge at the very tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula have been working since April of 2021 on an application to the IDA in order to establish a dark sky park up in Copper Harbor.
And they're very serious about this, and well, they should be, as the Keweenaw Dark Sky Park becomes the third IDA-certified dark sky park in our great state of Michigan. It joins the headlines, International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City, the Dr. T.K. Lawis International Dark Sky Park in Vandalia. It's very interesting because these are things that we might take for granted, but if you think about it, it's not easy to find a place where you can actually look up at the sky or even at the horizon and not see lights, not see a city, a township, a village, or whatever. I mean, if you think about it, you see it everywhere. So to be able to become one of these places that the International Dark Sky Association says is for real is a big deal. So this one at Keweenaw is a big deal.
Absolutely, and it's serious business too. And I think a lot of people associate dark skies with the Upper Peninsula, and certainly because of the rural nature and lower population in the UP, there are plenty of great places to go dark sky viewing and stargazing. But what makes this really special, Paul, is the fact that in order to become a certified dark sky park, there's a lot more that goes behind just having a great night sky. So part of that is making sure that you're making commitments both as a business and honestly as a community in regards to dark sky lighting management. These are things like outdoor lighting, making sure that they're shielded and that they're the appropriate color temperature. There's a strong education requirement as well, where staff members at the Keweenaw Mountain Lodge, they host regular education workshops like dark sky photography workshops and things along those lines as well. So a lot of it's about preservation, but it's also about how do you engage the public? How do you teach them that to appreciate and understand what it takes in order to preserve these dark skies?
So this begs the question, since you're a dark sky kind of guy, did you just see over the last night and early this morning, the five planets that aligned in the night sky for the first time in 18 years? Did you happen to see any of that?
No, Paul, I wish I could truthfully say that I did. The sun sets a little bit later up here in the Keweenaw. We're pretty far north, and so usually the sun's not setting until well after 10 o'clock or 10:30. So I didn't have a chance to really get up there and see it in all its glory, but it sounds like a magical opportunity. I'm sorry I missed it.
It's coming back. They say it's going to be a while, but Mercury, Venus, our moon, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all lined up in a row. I didn't see it either, just so you know, and it would have been up there still on my way to work this morning, but I missed it altogether. I just wondered if you had had the opportunity, but boy, oh boy, what an opportunity you have explained and shared with us because of the International Dark Sky Association and the fact that Keweenaw Dark Sky Park now the third IDEA-certified dark sky park in the state. Good to know. A lot of people excited to hear it, and I thank you, Brad, for letting us know all about it.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate your time.
Brad Barnett, Keweenaw Peninsula's Visitors Bureau Executive Director.